Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
You're on a quick podcast. I'm not identifying which brother you are of all of ours. I just want to know, do you know why a beaver is called a beaver?
No.
What?
Why is a vagina called a beaver?
Why is a hoochie called a beaver?
Can you not say the word vagina?
Sure. Why is a vagina called a beaver?
No! I'm not going to say nothing.
Yeah. Hold on.
Kat thinks it's something, and I'm like, I'm sure your brother told you that. There's no way you thought of that yourself.
For sure I did.
Think deep about the lessons you've taught her.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy.
Hey guys, this is the Friday podcast.
You're going to be a minimalist going forward?
No, not a minimalist, but I also am like, I'm excited to, when I was thinking about in the summer, that we're going to redo our set in the summer.
For fuck's sakes, I just did it.
I know, it's great, I know. But you know, it's fun to evolve and change.
What are you going to do? And who are you going to hire to do it?
Well, your husband.
I think he asked me, just to be honest.
Yeah.
How committed we were to this.
And it's okay. I don't mind the green. I just mean something else.
Oh, okay. Because I think
it might be a different look. It might be a different angle. It might be.
I think if I'm to be honest, we really drilled this in here.
Yeah, you did. It's good. I don't have a problem with that. It's great for the sound. It's great for everything. I just mean like I want it to feel different.
Okay.
You know, like a new season.
Even though everyone's like, oh my God, your set's so pretty.
Right. And then you change. Great. Right. It's like everything. It's like our set too for. Oh, okay.
Shouldn't you leave those there until we change to keep consistency?
No. That's done for now. Done. Next, the flowers, it's, ugh, no. You're over flowers.
Just those flowers. I feel like this live sign is great, but having like a coffee or something like that is like
cooler.
Yeah.
Like you're in your cool era.
I'm obviously in my tracksuit era
right now. It's cold. I don't feel sexually getting dressed.
Sexually.
This is so much more my speed.
So I was, and you know what, we'll go back and do a little bit more of a deep dive because we touched upon me being off of my Zoloft slash sertraline, but on a Tuesday we can deep dive into the whole like journey of that. But when I was looking up the side effects of getting back on, and I'd heard this, but I totally forgot about it, is that one of the things that happens when you're on that is it numbs your ability for like sexual, like pleasure, like feeling things as much.
In your vagina?
Mm-hmm.
You feel nothing in your vagina?
Not nothing, but like pleasure. Everything else is a little bit number. It's like it takes more work to get there. I remember this. Because I remember thinking when I first was on it, I was like, is it worth it? Because now like it's not as easy to just, you know. Like orgasm, you know? Like it's not as like, it's like your brain. It's not as sharp. It's like your feelings.
Look, my mom's right? talking. I know.
Look
right
away.
Now.
Look away immediately, Catherine. But it is our sex podcast. So I mean, I got to give a little. I'm just
so it's harder.
Yeah, like it's like everything is a little bit number. So even the feeling of like let's nipple, like we were talking about nipples, okay? We were talking about nipples a little bit ago. I don't know if it was on the podcast or just our normal conversation. Let's say if I had sensitive nipples, which I do, on sertraline, less sensitive.
That's great.
Why? Why would you want to be less sensitive? Sexually speaking. I mean, to the cold and to hurt, yeah.
Well, like, I can't. Hold on. I just have to walk through it for a second.
I didn't want to walk through it. I wanted to skirt over it. And just
I'm not going to go through your orgasmic pleasures or your adventures. I'm just curious for a second. Like, physically, you mean? Okay. Mm-hmm. I just need to understand numb. Mm-hmm. I mean numb. Mm-hmm. Like, physically, like, it's like whiskey dick. Numb.
Yeah, not dry for me. But, yeah, number. Like, let's say.
Wet like a whistle.
I know. You know how people.
Wet like a whistle.
That is one problem I've just never had. I fucking knock on wood. Although, who cares? You just use lube.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like it's a big problem for people. I don't understand what the problem is.
Tumbleweeds down there.
So what?
Tumbleweeds. Like dry as a desert, tumbleweeds just going down.
But then don't
the river.
You just use lube?
I guess. I mean, yeah.
Maybe it's not as good using lube.
For who?
I don't know. You. I don't know why people seem to have
apparently
a problem with the dryness.
It's more fun with lube.
Slippery slime.
Everyone says go with the lube.
I guess. Anyways.
Lube or no lube?
Or I guess if you don't need lube, you have your own lube. You have your natural lube.
Same thing. Different shit. Different. Right. Just one's out of a bottle, one's
totally
out of a hole.
I totally agree.
So, two holes, same place.
So I'm not worried about if I go through a menopause or whatever and then I get dry, but maybe you guys can let me know why that's bad. What, so you don't just like, so when you're in a public bathroom and you just don't have lube on you, it's not going to work? Well, that ain't happening.
Yeah, not yet.
So, you know, like right now, let's say something happened. I could cry, but it would have to be really bad or really sad.
I don't think you could cry. I don't know if you could actually, I think you'd just carry, like, I feel like you would just carry on. Like, you'd be that sad.
But something could make me cry, probably. Yeah. I don't know, but I assume.
Okay.
Like, I think I cried once or twice in the past 9 years. But, so same thing, right? It's like the feelings aren't at the tip of your finger.
But it doesn't. So it's nerve blocking.
Kind of, yeah. Emotion, too. And is sexuality and sensuality, is it physical or is it mental? I would say both would be numbed.
Apparently, I'm supposed to be on a cream. It's called the Scream Cream.
Okay, why don't we get that? Where do you get that?
It's testosterone.
Sure, let's get it.
Yeah, I can do other things to you too.
Oh, can I ask a question about testosterone?
Sure. But you have to make sure you don't have lower, you're going to become a man.
I do not have low testosterone, remember?
I know, you can't get more. You don't want more than that's what you get to actually get more body hair, et cetera.
So then when Perlman did my blood work and she's like, oh, you have high testosterone, you must have be really like
sexually horny.
I'm like,
I'm on sertraline.
Right, I guess that's the thing.
So
I don't need any more testosterone. I already have the Scream Cream.
You have the Scream Cream built. Apparently, if you're wet like a whistle, you have the Scream Cream just built right in there.
I guess.
Yeah, you go crazy down there. Woo!
We really, I know, we fucking say this all the time, but we need to get those, we need to walk, you and I need to, you know,
okay,
what?
Sorry, walk into the store.
Yeah.
And say, we want horny gummies.
I think that would be something that we would totally do.
Yes. And you, okay, you, we're going to go do that?
Why aren't we? Why don't we?
I mean,
what?
I don't believe anything.
I know. Well, let's prove it wrong.
Well, I think because you can't drive. It's
at nighttime. It's like, you know, the kids are asleep, which is never. And then you're like, let's get horny. Try it. And then
he
doesn't need it. It's maybe.
Yeah. So you eat them and then you're either high.
Because other gummies make us fucking crazy.
Exactly. So I'm either going two ways here. I'm either going like out of my rocker or I'm humping. Humping his leg.
How does the gummy know just to go to the sexual?
It just.
Well, we're going to give it a go. I don't know when. I've been saying that for 10 years. But testosterone.
It's one day can't drive.
Something really.
I'm Google quickly.
We're excited about having Colton Underwood back on our podcast, which is happening. But I saw him say, because he had the low sperm count, and he was saying, and we can ask him about this, but there are actually he considered himself like a really healthy person. He is, right? I mean, he's a picture
absolutely
of health. But when he went through the things with the doctor that can lower your sperm count, he hadn't considered taking a sauna too often.
Sorry, I just want to tell you something.
Spinning.
I want to tell you something.
Working out more than 5 days a week.
Terrible for you. I just want to say the supplements. So how do libido gummies work?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Hold on. This is where the system is so flawed, okay? The system is so flawed for men and women. Someone makes this stuff and it's only for men. The supplements use natural ingredients that work with the body to increase the production of sex hormones.
Mm-hmm.
For men, libido gummies make getting and maintaining an erection quicker and easier.
What if we don't have that problem?
For women, more vaginal lubrication.
Oh, that's nice. I guess people need this lubrication. You take things for granted.
But that makes you horny?
I think that if you get, I don't think you get wet for nothing.
Ew. Can you stop saying that? Can you stop? Now I
don't think that you sit around getting
wet as a whistle down there, just walking around.
I don't think you just get wet for nothing. If it's wet, it's because something is happening.
Can you stop saying that?
Wet.
Stop saying
slippery slide.
Ew, 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 ew.
And let the backbone slide.
Can you stop? Mm-hmm. You are like talking like you're a doctor and you just keep saying, I am so wet. Enough. You know what? Enough.
So about the lowering sperm count. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So he also said, went through all the list of the things that he does that lowers his, and really the computer on the penis is apparently a thing. So, I mean, I don't know how.
What did you say?
Like when you put your computer on your lap. Sorry.
So our boys are screwed.
Right?
I'm going to do a lecture.
When he stopped doing those things, his sperm count raised. But one thing he said is, they said, are you on testosterone? He said, yes. Why was Colton on testosterone? What's that?
Men can have low testosterone too.
But that was lowering his sperm count.
I mean, I am not a doctor.
Like, was that like, is testosterone? Really stupid question. But is steroids testosterone?
No. Maybe they have an element of a bad one in it, but I'm just
curious why he was on testosterone. Like, he kind of skirted over it and listened to the whole podcast because I just like to listen to clips of people's podcasts.
So, except ours, you like to listen to the whole thing.
Oh, the whole thing. And you can go to YouTube and watch it.
Because steroids aren't just for horniness. Steroids are for like your muscle, for your thing.
I never thought steroids were for horniness. Steroids ruin their horniness.
Sorry, testosterone. Sorry.
Yes.
Testosterone has like a million. Maybe he just didn't have enough and you need it for your bodily function, not just for sex. Like you need it like.
Oh, I knew it wasn't for sex. I thought it was for being more manly.
No, she's like, although we call it the scream cream, it's not actually the scream for that. It's like you need it for, hold on. You need it for muscle. You need it for.
So that's probably what he takes it for. Like, for working out. It sounded like everything he was saying was working out.
It's like for things that you need for your protection of your bones.
Mm.
Like things like that.
So okay.
If you have low something, that's probably why you have such big bones.
Mm. I don't have big bones. I have muscles.
Yeah. You have a lot of testosterone. Mm. I have no muscles, which makes sense because I have no testosterone. It's very hard for me to get muscles. Mm. You just have to look at a weight and you get a muscle.
I was going to Google yesterday how many days it would take to build muscle. Because
everyone's different.
You're so right.
You
some
can't.
People literally.
I will never have a...
Unless you turn into a bodybuilder and then you'd get
muscles. I don't even think I would look, though. I think I would have to go so extreme in what I ate. I think I would have to be... Like, I don't have the... I'm not the definite... I've never had the def... In my most fittest times of my life, when I have been 24 and every kind of weight thing, I never
It's just got a nice soft padding around it.
Yeah. I just have like a...
Is it a thick skin?
I don't know. Feel my arms.
It's like if you got hit by a car, your bones wouldn't like break.
It's like strong, but not...
But it's like the skin is a padding. It's like you don't have thin skin.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you've been following us, you know we are last-minute planners when it comes to summer, except for this year. We even have one of our kids going to overnight camp for a month, a whole month. We're super excited for them, but we are getting anxious about not seeing them for that long. How will they cope? Will they make friends? Will they be homesick? We all have our own unique set of stressors, varying in size and significance, yet when we hold on to them, they can gradually take a toll on our well-being. Fortunately, therapy provides a safe space where you can get things off your chest and find effective strategies to work through whatever is weighing you down. Therapy offers a place to discover strategies for stress reduction and balance in your life, helping you face life's challenges with new strength. Like when your tween goes to overnight camp for a month and you're trying to put on a brave face. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, designed for convenience, flexibility, and tailored to fit your schedule. Simply complete a short questionnaire to be matched with a licensed therapist, knowing you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/catandnat today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/catandnat.
Call me fluffy?
No, like just like what you're saying, like it would be harder to see muscle definition because
I just don't
like,
think I have big muscles.
But there's also like a nice like
suppleness.
Yeah, like a roundness.
Call me round and fluffy.
I never said fluffy. You said fluffy.
Roundness.
Like, yeah, just like a nice coating. Because you know some people are just like bony. And if they got muscles, you'd be able to see them.
Yeah.
There's like a thinness around them. I would say mine's like a thinness around me. You know? Yeah.
You've got like loose skin.
My dad would say it's loose. It's thin.
Like it's like, yeah, thin skin. Yeah, thin. I don't have thin skin.
Yeah. That's probably why skin. When you get your shit down to your face, it doesn't hurt as much.
Nothing hurts. Yeah.
Right.
My boobs are
And mine
hurt.
Is so thin.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. He's just such a delicate flower with big muscles.
I know. Oh my gosh. Anyways, so that's my so I noticed when I went back on the pill, my pills.
Okay, I'm like, what pill
that
now?
I got numb again because I did have sex
last night.
No, like 2 or 3 nights ago.
Congratulations.
I initiated it.
Congratulations. Look at you. You are 0.1, 0.2. You are just really growing up over here. Just really putting on your big girl panties.
Listen,
and running.
That was once.
I feel this for you, though. I think you were just testing. Never mind.
Yeah, I know. I know. What? I know. It's private. I can't talk about it. What?
I can't say it.
Do you think maybe it's like... You know what I was...
You were curious?
Oh, yeah. 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 If there was any interest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. And then also...
It's just weird how men's moods are so connected to sex. Well, mm-hmm. not everyone's men's, mm-hmm. but most men's. Mm-hmm. Like so many men's.
Men's we know.
Men's, a lot of men's we know. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, do you see like an instant...
Listen, I'm you know, people are in like a different era. Right now I'm living in a different era that is very unfamiliar.
Congratulations.
I guess. We'll see how it goes. I also thought to myself, I was like, I said to my one of my friends asked, what time do you go to bed? Right? I said, some nights I'm in bed at 8 and some nights I'm in bed at 1:30. Mm. She goes, you should have that in your like profile. Sometimes I go to bed 8, sometimes like there isn't any, there's no consistency. And so I was thinking it would be confusing to be married to someone who was just like, some nights you want to stay up and you want to watch all the shows together and some nights you don't even come downstairs, just don't know what I'm going to get. I personally...
I think that's very normal.
And I also think that's kind of like, it's like fun. It's like nothing's, like imagine it was the same every night. So a lot of people do the same thing every single night.
I have a really bad habit right now, but everyone knows it in my family. So I used to lie with Chloe every single night.
Yeah.
It's terrible for like my relationship. But listen, this is a relationship / sex podcast. So I used to be in her room till God knows what hour because I get cozy. It's so cozy.
Did you fall asleep there? No, never did.
I do not fall asleep in kids' beds.
Right.
So then I would come out to put the other ones to bed, but she'd go to bed at 8:30 and sometimes I'd lie there till like 10.
Right.
And then I would come out and go upstairs and it was really kind of hindering my life. At one point, I'm like, okay, I got to stop. This is like now.
I feel like
now,
my other kids would be like, what the fuck?
Now they just call her the favorite. So
of course the baby's the favorite. Don't be stupid.
Then I decided, like, I'm like, here's a tip for all you new parents out there. Don't supplement one bad habit for another bad habit because you're just breaking habits for the rest of your life. Just like,
is this advice you're giving but not taking?
Oh my God, 100%.
I love it.
I'm like living this terrible, like, this. She's almost
what
9.
What is it? What is the new one?
So now I go into my bed.
I know.
So she knows I'm there in my bed and I lie in my bed while she falls asleep. Well, if you think that I'm getting back out of bed to go downstairs at 9 o'clock at night, crazy. Do you know my bedroom is so conducive to being lazy? My bedroom. I joke to my husband, like he loves, this is so bad. He He loves this bed, okay, that goes, you have a remote and it actually tilts up and down. It is the biggest like turn off of my life. I don't even use my remote because I think it's so disgusting that you have a bed that like tilts up to sit up and your feet can go up.
By the way, his, like you and him like came from such different places growing up. But there are tiny little windows of like his that slips in, like the chairs.
Yeah.
And like the bed.
So lazy. Okay.
Lazy. No, like people who have lazy boys. There are people who have lazy boys. I bet they're, you never lazy. Had a lazy boy
Fuck
in
no.
your house.
Okay. I don't even think we had a chair that was comfortable.
But you, I know, right? But you, me neither. But you know those people that had them.
Yeah.
And everyone, you're like, these are amazing.
And everyone wants to go sit in that room. Because
sometimes they have cup holders.
Oh my God. I could up it. Mm-hmm. What the fuck do I care? Mm-hmm. Comfort over, mm-hmm. I mean, it mm-hmm. is not conducive to anything other than being lazy. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the bed, the remotes go up and they go down and they're even separated. Okay. So like you have
I sat on her bed yesterday and I fell in the middle.
You have your own mattress.
So good.
I'm like about to get my own duvet.
Wait, so when you guys
what
do it, does someone go to the other like do you,
it's great. Well, no, because there's a duvet.
Or does it go that way?
It's often not that far apart, but when someone comes in, like if anyone changes. Like,
do you go to his side or does he go to yours? I just tell me. Someone has no, to go to the, you because, can't do it in the middle.
Why?
Because it'd be weird.
So really, it usually is, listen, it usually is tighter together, but because there are people that are changing the bed that day,
mm-hmm.
it's like it gets separate.
So really, you can usually lie on it. So you can do the middle.
Literally, you can. And I've also had a little.
I also know that you do it like in on the bathroom, in the closet, in the kitchen, in the window. Like it's not like she's a traditional bed sexer.
So exactly. It's so great. I've like
get
actually,
out the swing.
Down here. Down, right here. Geez,
right here.
Right here. With the camera on.
Oh, I was saying, sorry to interrupt the what you're going to say, but imagine.
Oh, you find me on the cameras?
And that you and him have a weekly OnlyFans.
Down here.
And you film in here. Because you know, sometimes people find out things and they're like, I honestly
had no
that
idea.
Would have been the last person I would have thought to do that. And I was like blindsided. I wouldn't be mad at you, by the way.
Oh, you'd join.
Okay, go on.
So I
feel like, can Mark and I rent it?
Mine, yeah. Mine's not even plugged in. My side.
Right.
So when his is up, I'm just like, oh, he is like, look how comfortable I am. I'm like, you, and then like, just put your bed down. Good night. Like this. I'm just like, ugh.
Okay. Yeah.
He's like, when you discover the bed going up,
you're gonna be
like, no, I don't. I just
what
can't.
Does he do when it's up? He's on his phone. He's on his computer. He's watching TV. So sorry. When you're watching TV, you just have a pillow behind your head, and he's actually up.
Elevated.
No.
Yes.
No, he's not. Yes. And you're not.
Yes. Yes.
And you two watch TV together in bed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. Oh my God. My bed is like, my bedroom is made for no sex. My bedroom is made. My bedroom is a third living room.
Really. No, I mean, obviously, I feel that way about
my bed. The TV is big.
Mm-hmm.
It's great viewing. You have.
But we don't watch TV in bed because, nope.
Yeah, because he doesn't wear pajamas.
Pardon?
Your husband doesn't wear pajamas?
Your husband wears pajamas?
I mean, like boxer. Like, you might, like mine just takes his clothes off and wears like boxers. Yours too?
Yes.
Yeah, but so my.
What, do you think he was naked?
Yours?
Yeah.
No, I just, like, you're going to watch TV. You're going to go downstairs. Like, he's not going to. I can't see him watching TV. That would feel very lazy for him. I don't see
in
him
his underwear.
Ever. I would never see him watching TV in bed.
No.
Mine falls asleep. That's game. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Well, and then sometimes I steal his remote and put him down quietly.
That is amazing.
I know.
And he doesn't wake up?
Took a quick break and I'll finish my story.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
He will chronically fall asleep and then wake up. I'm like, you're asleep. He's like, no, I'm not.
Dude, that is it. They fall asleep on the couch.
I'm not asleep. And by the way, I'm resting. It's quick power naps. For what?
Go to bed. So you had a power nap. So now you're ready to romp it up when we go upstairs.
Yeah.
I didn't get a power nap.
No, I didn't get a
power nap. I don't sleep on the couch.
No, if I get a power nap, I'm not going back to bed. If I get a power nap, I'm like, I'm awake all night and not for a good reason.
So that's a man thing.
Yeah, it's a man. They have to rest up to get it up.
Dude, I find it so unattractive that you're sleeping on the couch and then you wake up and you want to do it. Like, no. Also, mixed signals. I thought we were tired.
I totally agree with you. And then you're like, wait, what is the foreplay of you asleep? Like, where was the romance of you snoring beside me?
Because when you sleep on the couch, you are so unattractive.
And when I'm asleep,
yeah.
Like if I act tired, yeah. You're like, oh, you're always tired. Mm. But you can fucking sleep.
Mm.
You can sleep.
Yeah.
You can actually go to sleep and say you're not tired.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's confusing. So,
wow.
That's the truth. So anyways,
yeah, uh-huh.
The bed is really, so I get in my bed
mm.
and all my kids know I don't get out. They're like, oh, there. And I have to keep the lights off because she likes the door open too. So
the
everyone
lights off?
Because everyone has, so terrible. She runs the house. I'm going to be fully transparent. She is the mm. dictator of the house. Everybody knows it. They're all, even Olivia will walk in mm. and Max will be loud and she's like this, shh.
We be quiet when she's asleep in this house.
And they turn off the kitchen light.
I actually do drive by your house in the evenings and I'm like, it looks.
Max has to eat in the dark. I got to stop this. This is crazy. She runs it. So, because she wants a door open.
The baby should be on the third floor.
I know she should, but she was a baby when we moved in.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get it. You know what? Before we know it, it'll be over. But that is hilarious that being quiet, like for a kid.
I know. She's 9. And everyone walks in. And they're like this. Shh. I'm like, oh. Mm-hmm. This is so weird.
Yeah.
Anyways, I am, I have no nightlife at home. Like, I go into my room right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to, summertime, I'm a new person.
I know.
When the weather changes,
oh, yeah.
I'm a brand new person.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm done with being, that's a winter
yeah.
activity.
I'm still doing it too. I did it last night.
What?
They all went out. They were out. Yeah. I stayed in my bed. I think that right after dinner, I went upstairs and I had a bath. And then that's when you know.
Oh, I have a shower and that's it.
Yeah. And then I think I was probably there from 8. And then they all came home. Some of them didn't get home till 10.
Yeah, exactly. And why am I downstairs till 10 o'clock at night?
I never. But then the nights that I do stay up and watch lots of fun shows, I like that night too.
What are fun shows?
Oh my gosh. Getting into like a series. Like right now I'm into multiple.
I watch series in my bed.
No.
Mm.
Well, alone I would. But if I'm trying to watch with Mark, you know, get him involved so we can like talk about like
have. Oh, we just finished what?
The conversations about the like show. Like we would if we were both watching like.
We just finished The Patriots. That was great. Long series. It was interesting.
I'm not done yet. I got
to
go back.
It was, yeah, it's, I mean, it's crazy.
Because mm-hmm. we like to watch it with the family and to get everyone together for it, it's hard.
Yeah. I mean, it's lots of like.
Okay.
What episode are you on?
How many are there? 10?
I think so.
Or 6 or 8. Maybe I'm on 4.
Have you got to Aaron Hernandez yet? No, you haven't because he bathes with his mom.
That's right. But I did watch the Netflix special on him.
No, I know. But that funny thing,
we're not there.
Dying I have to tell you quickly because it's an ongoing joke. Nat used to bathe with her children. I still does. And the Patriots go through like, it's not just about Tom Brady. It's kind of about their...
Mm-hmm.
There are scandals. And
yeah, it's
like,
not about Tom Brady. It's about the Patriots.
But he's in the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Because he is what?
He is the GOAT. Mm-hmm. And they touch on Aaron Hernandez. The whole episode's actually on him and how crazy, like kind of the people they brought in and why they picked and Aaron Hernandez. And then one of the guys, a receiver, I don't know all of them, says to another guy, and they're both on the documentary, dude, you got the locker beside him and like was trying to give him advice. And he was like, he's a fucking weird guy. You just have to like focus on your thing. He talks about bathing with his mom till he was a certain age. And I'm dying laughing because it was like, that was made, what made him a killer was that. And one more thing that he talked about, like was like, those
what was his mom's deal? I remember hearing about the dad and everything, but what was the mom?
I don't want to touch upon her. Yeah. They bathed
together.
She just
had baths. That's all.
And just kind of like, and it just kind of went into him and how he, you, it was a rule. No one goes out with him. And he asked to be, sadly, he asked to be traded because he knew he was in deep because he was hanging out with people he grew up with because he was close to home.
Yep.
And he wanted to go to like Seattle.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're not going to Seattle. And if they basically alluding to if he'd been traded, he'd be alive and normal.
Who knows?
Same. That's what they say.
Kind of like sliding doors. You know what I mean? Either it happens.
He knew he had to get out. But
or it happens later.
And then everyone's like, "You." Then whenever someone would come in, it was a rule. You do not go out with that guy. Never, ever, ever be caught out with that guy.
So Tom never went out with him.
Fuck no. No one did. No one on the team did. He was like, no. That was like a big no.
I'm like totally pulling a blank. He's dead, right?
Yeah, he killed himself in prison.
Yes.
Or he got killed. Something happened in prison, but he was really bad. Like really bad for no reason.
I know.
Other than he was too connected to where he was too, Boston was too close to where he grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And the old ways pulled him back in. And he didn't have to be there, but he just couldn't. He killed so many people. Basically, it came down to like him killing like four people or something. I'm making that up.
Was he the dog fight guy?
I don't think.
Or someone else.
I don't know. Fucked the whole up. Shit was, so we watched that, but often I'm like, do you're you also, not tired at
okay,
nighttime?
What, okay, if yeah. you're watching a show,
yeah,
and there's sex scenes in it,
fast forward. I'm joking.
That would be so funny. Skip, skip. He goes to the bathroom, and you're like, skip, skip. Oh, I don't know. That was, you know, if there's a sex scene,
I don't watch those shows right now because often
you got to be careful.
Someone's dying too. Someone's being killed. Well, I told you I don't like happy things. I don't like unless it's like just sheer fun erotica. Like I don't even know a show. There's nothing really fun. Well, maybe the movie
coming up, but.
But he's also young, 21. That's not my thing.
It's not my thing either, but I think that everyone is going to be kind of into it.
I'm fine with that, but like even Grey's Anatomy felt kind of abusive, like to me in my brain. Sorry. 50 Shades of Grey. Like at the end
that
of the day,
a weird one, yeah.
It didn't feel
didn't feel great.
It didn't feel hot. I was like, this is kind of like not, this feels but abusive.
You have to, but you feel like you got to be careful if you're going to watch a sex scene.
We started
with your
the prison one and I was like, I'm.
Which, oh, Orange is the New Black.
So I'm like, this is just sex in prison.
Also, and they're just going to get boners if they're sex.
Well, that's
and
fine.
And then all they're going to want to do is have sex.
Yeah, but it made me feel bad.
Okay, well, forget that. I'm talking about the sex part.
Well, I'm saying the sex has to be happy. I don't know many shows that are like happy.
Oh.
Happy sex. Find it for me.
Oh, I'm sure there's lots of happy sex, like Full House. Just kidding.
Full House.
Gilmore Girls.
No sex.
There is happy sex.
Really?
Just hot, happy sex. Yeah.
Happy. Find me happy sex.
Okay.
Like a happy.
I'm not sending you happy sex, because then you're going to watch it, and then your husband's getting horny. You're going to say, Natalie, why'd you make me watch happy sex?
I feel like happy sex show is less than, like, I don't want someone who's having a problem and they hire someone. I don't want you like that stuff. I don't want that stuff. I want, like, maybe there's, like, woo. Oh, no. I don't know. No show of happy sex.
Oh, but there are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can't think of them.
Yeah.
But there are.
Most are torrid, terrible, sad.
No, that's not true. There's so many like romantic comedies where they have sex.
Where?
Yeah. I forget right now. But I know
like
it's true.
Series.
Yes.
Maybe I'll make a happy sex series.
Okay.
You know?
Like Hallmark, but with sex. Because those Hallmark movies, they hold you back. They give you a little kiss. They
okay.
don't not open mouth. Like, come on, let's have a romantic sex.
You
scene.
Know what? I bet, and I'm not just saying this for like, I bet even if you got to dry humping and then like like not, because sometimes the sex scenes are gross. Like they're the way the sounds. I'm like, that just sounds disgusting to me. I know that sounds weird.
And then I always think about like the people, like the cameraman in the room.
So like, if you could just get to dry humping and then scene.
Okay, I'll find you that.
Like on a legal site.
Seriously.
I don't want.
Yeah, no, legal on a legal site. Yes, I will.
I don't want to pay for it.
I know. It'll be on Netflix.
Why are you doing? Why are you sending it to me?
Because I want to show you happy sex. It's a good friend thing to do. Happy sex.
I challenge anyone to send it to me.
I will. I find it. I just can't think right now. Because all I can think about is murder.
I know.
All the time.
What ones? Because most happy shows
No, I can't do it right now. No, I can't
do it. I'm just saying, not many happy shows are rated R.
No, but there's those movies, you know, where they make love. They make love.
Who?
The main characters make love. I'll find them for you. I've seen them. It's so uncomfortable. Yeah.
That actually, that show, the book was that. Happy.
Yeah.
It was happy.
Yeah, it was totally happy
there
sex.
There was nothing. No one was taking advantage.
So many details. But if you just think of the sound of the licking, I wonder how they're going to figure that out when she licked her butthole and all
they
that.
They don't do that part.
They skip that part?
Yeah.
Wow.
I love that that's the one part you took. There were so many scenes. They only talked that once.
I just can't believe she said butthole. She seemed more refined than saying butthole.
I think anus is a bit much, don't you?
Maybe my poop shoot. What's a nice word for a butthole?
That's not nice. Poop shoot is not.
What's a nice?
He licked my
that's
poop
disgusting.
Shoot.
Disgusting. What's a nice name for a butthole?
Anus.
Anusla. Anus. And if it's a girl's one, anusla.
Just a noose.
Yeah.
Do you want to lick my anus?
Oh my God, that's probably someone's name somewhere.
Anus.
Anusla.
My son and I quickly last night.
Oh, wow.
I know we are going there and we have to go. I let him know why beavers are vaginas.
Again?
Because
we've been doing this since your old house. Oh, I actually forgot why too. You told me because they eat wood.
Because
is that really true?
He goes, I think I'm the only one knows what a beaver is because someone did a project.
Of course.
On beavers.
Yes.
And he's like, I was laughing, but no one else was. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to explain. He goes, are you sure you got the right
word? He actually did a speech on that.
I said, well, it is the national animal.
Oh, Canada's.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So I said, I'm going to let you know. I'm like, it's really inappropriate as a mom to let you know what it means, but I feel like
you already did 5 years ago.
Well, his favorite animal was a beaver and his planet was
Uranus.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, are you joking me?
He's playing you.
No, he wasn't. Dead serious. And I go,
who has a favorite planet?
He goes, well, I guess they learn them. And he goes, we're learning them again. I go, do you all laugh when it's like Uranus? And he's like, that kind of joke's like, that's sort of old news now. That's like a kindergarten joke. And I was like, I would still laugh if the teacher said Uranus.
Oh, my God, yes.
So I said, I don't know the parenting line right now, but since we're like having open dialogue, because we were talking about consent, I said, I'm going to let you know why a beaver is called a beaver so you have context.
Because you taught me that. And is that true?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Everyone knows what a beaver is.
I know a beaver's vagina, but I didn't know it's because it eat wood.
Why else would it be that way?
I'm not sure.
Beavers love wood. All they do is eat wood.
I never thought about it.
They eat wood.
I knew it was a beaver, but I didn't know why.
Beavers eat wood.
I feel like that's something your brother told you and you just believe it to be true.
No.
Why is a beaver a vagina?
If you cover their faces, that could be a vagina too. A beaver could look like a little beaver.
Don't all animals sort of have that face?
No, you don't see the face. I'm saying the bush. The beaver, the actual beaver covering could look like pubic hair.
The beaver covers his face?
No.
What do you mean?
If the beaver had no face, like let's say it was like this, it could double as a bush on a vagina.
Couldn't a lot of animals?
Tell me more.
Groundhog.
No.
Flat. What's the difference?
Groundhog?
Yeah.
Flat coat.
What's a beaver's coat like?
Stringy.
Are you sure? Why is a vagina? Because that one seems more realistic. The wood part, I think, is a joke.
That is not a joke. It makes total sense.
I know it makes sense, but I don't think that's... Okay. Female bearded man from the appearance of split
wood.
Beaver pelts.
What? No, you're not bringing the right thing.
Gynecological sense. Yes, I am. Female genitals, especially with the display of pubic hair, is 1927 British slang transferred from earlier meaning a bearded man in 1910 from the appearance of split beaver pelts. What does a split beaver pelt look like? Oh, God. Why is it called a beaver? Incidentally, the beaver is a derogatory word associated with the pubic area, not the vagina. It's believed the term originates from the 15th. Sex workers were expected to wear merkins made of beaver pelt when a lice epidemic forced everyone to go bald. Yeah, but that looks like a groundhog too.
Well, I guess they wore beaver
pelts. There is a lot of history in the reason it's called a beaver. Do you see this? Sex workers were expected to wear merkins of beaver pelt.
So I guess they like to sleep with a giant vagina.
So it has nothing to do with eating wood, ma'am.
Well, I better go.
Ma'am.
I better go.
Although that is the most genius thing I've ever heard, and it's a good joke.
I guess.
And I know which brother taught you that.
What if I made it up?
There's no way.
In my brain, I feel like, yeah, that makes sense.
Can we call your brother and ask him why?
Sure can.
Why? Do not say anything. Why do people call vaginas a beaver?
Sure can.
Is he going to answer?
Sure can. We're not going to say what brother.
No, we're not. It could be my brother. Between us, we have 2, 4, 5 brothers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, you're on a quick podcast. I'm not identifying which brother you are of all of ours. I just want to know, do you know why a beaver is called a beaver?
No.
What?
Why is a vagina called a beaver?
Why is a hoochie called a beaver?
Can you not say the word vagina?
Sure. Why is a vagina called a beaver?
Jeez.
Come on, think deep. You got this.
No! I'm not
going to say nothing.
Yeah. Hold on.
You cannot phone a friend right now.
Like, what do
I'm
you
not
think?
Calling any friends right now.
I'll just say, because Kat thinks it's something, and I'm like, I'm sure your brother told you that. There's no way you thought of that yourself.
For sure I did.
Think deep about the lessons you've taught her.
All the lessons.
So?
Because it likes... Because it likes deep to go deep. I don't know.
That's a good one. That's a good
what
one.
What else? That's a good one. One more.
That's it likes to go deep. Good one.
Good. One more.
Good one.
One more.
Thinking on your feet here.
It also appreciates moisture.
Okay.
He doesn't see?
Fair. All right.
So you know what I said?
Why?
It likes to eat wood.
Damn.
You never heard that.
That's a good one.
It's a good one.
Oh, that's hers.
Wow.
Yeah, I knew.
Wow.
That's what in my brain I pieced together. It's called the beaver because it eats wood.
And just so you know, if you Google it, that doesn't come up. So that is a Kat original.
Thank you. Boom.
Because it likes to eat wood.
Thank you. Top Max at one last night.
You might want to clarify that's not why.
Chew away, ladies.
Don't you wish you had our job?
I am just from a clever family.
Yeah, I really do.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to add that to my repertoire. I'll teach that one to the family dinner tonight. Why is a vagina called the beaver? Because it likes to go deep.
It likes to go deep and chew wood.
Thank you very much. Also, in theory, a penis is called a wood too, right? He's got wood. Yeah. So your vagina eats a wood. Yeah.
We got it. Yeah, that's okay. The point.
But then he just added one in there. Eat wood too. You could eat the wood. Beavers like to eat wood.
But nobody wants their wood to be eaten.
Okay, bye. Yes,
no,
they do.
No, they don't want it eaten. They want
it. Right. Okay.
They want it deep.
Thank you.
Bye.
That was great. Great.
Good job. They should add that to Wikipedia or like, you know, the new
Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary.
We should really get into marketing. Okay. Thank you for joining us. Let us know if you have any intel on the beaver.